Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
Welcome.
That's very cheery.
Yes, this is a cheery podcast. If you were looking for a sad podcast, you clicked on the wrong one.
Oh, for real. Nothing sad here.
No.
Sad.
Come back.
Yes, Thursday again.
I feel like we just did a podcast.
I do too.
Our life is flying by.
I know.
I'm stressed. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I just hope we don't have any bad audio like last time.
Oh, right.
Anchor? Spotify? Anybody?
Nobody's there.
Are you sure the audio is okay?
Yeah, just me and you in a black hole.
Yeah, well, we got a lot to talk about, ladies.
Okay, lady,
let's talk about, first of all, we gotta talk about The Bachelorette.
Okay, I feel like that's the highlight. Should we save that for last?
I don't feel like it's a highlight.
You don't?
No, I feel like it was so long ago because I do my whole recap on Instagram. So I'm like, I've already done this once.
Oh, well, I haven't.
Well, we could just talk about it, right?
Okay.
Okay. I have a quote of the night.
It's probably the same as mine.
It's from Big Mike.
Oh, no.
He said, You were defending yourself from Luke S. And that is in regards to Luke P claiming to have thrown scrawny Luke S on the ground in rugby.
Yeah. Which
is funny.
I just had a revelation.
What?
Luke P is Luke Psycho, because Psycho starts with a P. But then there's Luke S. That could be Psycho because it sounds like it's a S. Psycho.
No, he's Sissy.
He's what? Sissy?
Sissy.
Sissy. Yeah. Well, I have a quote. Jed
what?
Said after he knew he was having the one-on-one, if I had a tail,
the tail.
I'd wag it.
Yeah. That's unique.
That's his country. I wonder where he's from.
Tennessee.
Says he's from Nashville, but he's not from Nashville. He's just trying to be a star.
Yeah, and he also told Hannah the only reason he came on the show was to get famous.
Did he tell her that he knew it was her or that it didn't matter?
He that's why he came on the show, and then now that he knows it's her. Well, I don't know.
Because, you know, a lot of them know that it's going to be her before they get chosen or when they get chosen. And then they go like, oh, yeah, I was so excited when I knew it was Hannah. I don't know. I mean, I kind of fast-forwarded a little bit of that boringness.
Well, that's what Tyler's dad said, that whenever they watched The Bachelor together, that he knew that Hannah was for him.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah. Well, I thought their one-on-one date was kind of awkward. Like, she's so...
Who?
Hannah and Jed. Like, they went all around sightseeing. And, like, she's so awkward. Like, she would do goofy stuff. And he would just, like, look at her. Like, she'd say, okay, I'm gonna make up a history about this building. This building was blah, blah, blah. And he's kind of just standing there. You know, like, no comment, no...
I feel like back, if I can recollect, that they used to talk a lot more about, like, I see myself and what I see myself doing and what I see... They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, because it's stupid.
Well,
I can see myself with this guy. I can really see myself...
No. I mean, like talking about actual like plans and their life and like getting to know them. Now, what has she gotten to know about any person? Remember we used to find out like people had kids and
What
do we know about anybody?
Well, you knew that Cam had like leg surgery and got his leg amputated, but then he didn't. I don't know. Yeah,
exactly.
Saying, yeah. Hmm. Well, and then the basketball scene, that was just a little, like, she's talking to the basketball player about her feelings.
On Call Her Daddy, she was like, Call Her Daddy is another podcast. It's rated R. I've talked about it before. Yeah. Rated, maybe X, rated porn. I don't know. But she said, she was like, Hannah, well, she was like, she's trying to get with the basketball player in so many words. She said it inappropriate, but. She was like, she's trying to get with this basketball player, talking about, like, I can really see myself with him.
I just thought her nerdiness shined through. It's coming back. The Taylor Swift kind of goofy nerd.
Yeah.
With on the basketball court, and then just anyway.
Yeah, I didn't feel like her and Jed had a connection at all.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I said that on my Instagram, if you were listening, anybody.
It was very good.
Yeah, I think Mike is the man of the house. He put yet another person in their place. First it was Cam, now it's Luke.
He the daddy. He's a back daddy.
Luke said that he couldn't remember what happened, and then he changed his story, and then he was like, what, you just said you couldn't remember and now you're changing your story?
Yeah, he's gonna get Luke, but Luke's going far. She's not sending him home. He's hanging in there because I think she likes his macho-ness for some reason.
See, I don't think he's macho in any way.
He stands up to the other guys. He don't give a crap.
If I met him somewhere, I would never say this guy's macho.
Well, maybe macho is not the right word, but
he has no cojones, that's for sure.
Well, he's not.
How about?
Go ahead.
What? How about Tyler's too cheesy date, and she's upset, and she had a bad night because of Luke, and he's like, I want good, I want bad, I want good, I want bad, like 20 times.
I got you. That's the quote. I got you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, because she's crying for two other guys? What are you, crazy?
And then, again, no conversation between the two.
No. And it's like, she walks up crying. It's like, ugh, who wants that? If I saw my date walk up crying, I would turn around and leave. I mean, granted, it would be a boy, but I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I have one more comment. The guy that had to get in the ambulance from having his shoulder hurt.
Yes.
And he came back in a medieval sling.
Yes,
I think they tore some bed sheets in the hotel and just tied him up. Nobody that ever leaves in the ambulance or goes to the hospital ever goes far. He's gonna be going home soon.
Aw, that's not fair.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
They didn't mean to get hurt in rugby.
That was some rough stuff, man.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, do they really not wear helmets in this sport?
I know. I have another quote from one of my favorites who is not getting a lot of airtime, but he's getting better. Garrett the golfer says, I'm crushing for your heart.
That was a really awkward scene.
And she's like, with her squinty eyes, and she gets so in their space.
I know. I thought that was the most awkward interaction.
So who is she comfortable with?
Peter the Pilot.
They match.
Yeah, I think they need to be together. Peter the Pilot, she likes Luke. I don't know if they're comfortable, but she likes Luke.
She likes Tyler.
I don't know. Yeah, I think Peter the Pilot's the front runner for me right now.
I think they're the most similar, like a match. Tyler, he's too much of a
used car salesman.
No, he's like the big jock on campus, and she's a nerdy girl. You know, like he needs more like a Demi. Like some,
yes.
You know, got a little attitude, somebody, you know.
Yeah. That they both cheated on each other 10 times, yeah. But they're still together.
And like not, you know, not real scholastic, just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Like yeah. 10 laundry.
That's- yeah. It's just like, I'm so freaking pissed at him. I saw him kissing that girl behind the lockers, but we're going to prom tonight, so bye.
Yeah, he's so hot.
Yeah.
That yeah. I don't, yeah, I think Hannah is like a level above him as far as that
class.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So I think it's Peter the pilot and Jed's gonna stick in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. So let's see. Well, anything else?
Should we move on?
Well, let me check my little notebook here. Oh, yeah. Next page is Below Deck.
All right. Let's talk about Below Deck. It's back, people.
I love it.
My favorite show. They are
in the most beautiful place.
Yeah, you said it wasn't pretty.
No. I said Croatia was pretty.
No, Nice is pretty.
Yeah, Nice is really pretty. And
they
lost the tourists in the city.
Yeah. They go to pour the milk.
They lost the chart, I guess.
Whatever that guy's accent
he's
is. It's
like
not even
Neanderthal Liverpool. I mean,
it's not even like I can't even what's it called? Imitate it.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, when they show the Cajun people, they're speaking English, but you got to have, you know, closed captioning to understand.
Yeah.
Same with him. He's speaking English, but you can't understand a word he's saying.
Yeah, whenever he came in to tell him don't leave the guest and his bunk, he's like, I'm trying to catch a breast. And I was like, he's trying to what? I rewound it 3 times to see what the conversation was because I only could understand Joao.
What did he say?
He like came in to tell him don't leave the guest in his bunk bed. Yeah. And he was like, yo, go, okay, okay. And he was like, I'm trying to catch a breast. And I was like, what is
catch
he saying? He was trying to catch a rest. Like, he was resting.
Dang.
I don't know, but I rewound it 3 times because I couldn't tell if he was talking back to Joao because he like kind of had a lot of like behind his voice. I don't know.
Well,
but
let's talk about the people. Okay, we got Hannah back. Yay! Love me a little bitchy Hannah.
Yeah.
Got Captain Sandy.
Captain Sandy.
Who?
I said yes, and we refer to her as Captain Sandy.
Yeah. Joao, who is now Bosun, who was like low level last time. He got the big promo. See you later, Conrad. what's the one from Jersey's name? I never can remember his name.
I don't know. It's not important. The brunette. Yeah. And then we have the two girls that look exactly the same.
I swear. I kept... That is just the freakiest thing.
And your name yeah, and then there's
with an A.
That other guy, Tyler, I think.
I don't know. Is it Tyler? I don't know. I didn't write his name down, but he's Australian, then, right?
Yeah. And then the Neanderthal from Liverpool.
Right. And don't forget the Russian.
The chef. Yeah. Well, I wrote, well, what did I write? Oh, what's up with the chef and her meals?
Oh, my God. She's making, like, what I make. She's making potato chips.
Tostitos taco rolls or shells?
On a plate. I mean, I make them better. At least I put ground meat on mine. She just put corn and salsa.
Yeah, and Hannah didn't even take it out.
Are you going to put peas on it?
Yeah.
I mean, that was disgusting. I mean, that cannot be for real. If I chartered a yacht for whatever they pay, $20,000, and I get Tostitos homemade tacos.
Yeah, I hope she gets fired. She's not even interesting.
She's not interesting. She's arrogant, like a dumb Russian. She just has all the characteristics. And then she's sick. So... You know,
Yeah.
But
well, I think they're all really good looking, so that's exciting. They're all hot and ready to party. So,
who's Hannah going to get with?
The brunette. Did you watch the previews?
Yeah, but I couldn't tell who it was. It's the yeah. new Australian?
Yeah, the one that didn't call Captain Sandy Captain.
Uh-huh, he was cocky.
Yeah.
And then who's Joelle going to get with?
Hannah.
What?
Did you watch the previews?
You just said Hannah was going to get with the other guy.
I know. Did you watch the previews? On the previews, it shows Hannah's talking to Joelle, and he goes, what if I'm jealous that you are making out with the brunette? And she was like, oh.
Okay. Well, I mean, I watched the previews. I don't memorize them to take a test.
Well, it doesn't seem like you watched them. And then one of the stewardesses, one of them, gets with the Neanderthal guy.
Yeah, one of the twins.
and Adam, or whatever the old the American guy's name is, again, nobody.
Oh, he's just like the little mutt that nobody wants.
Forever friend zoned.
Dang. Oh well. Maybe he'll get with the charter guest.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah, I like when they do that.
Well, yeah. Previews for the season, somebody gets sunk with the anchor.
Yeah. So another.
I'm excited for that.
Catastrophe.
Well, to me, I would assume that there's probably accidents and catastrophes every single season. They just haven't shown any.
Yeah. Well, and they're going to have like a hurricane or something. Like the ship is going to be, you know,
yeah,
rolling yeah. and tossing and turning or whatever you call it when the ship, you know, is in turbulent weather. And,
yeah, let's move on.
Okay. I was going to say something. I
forgot. You can't get it out. Get it out, Sheila.
I forgot.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. For the first time, or the first time that I know, she introduced the extra crew people that are not really yeah. on the show.
I know. I thought that too. I'm like, oh, you're not running this whole ship by
yeah,
yourself?
Yeah, like there's another person that's driving and another person that's navigating. Yeah. So I thought that was interesting yeah. that they.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We can move on now.
All right. Let's talk about Summer House, the funeral for the summer.
That was kind of fun.
I loved it. I think it's the greatest idea ever.
I loved Jordan's poem.
Oh, yeah, where he was, like, talking bad about everyone?
Well, yeah, just kind of recapping, like, stop talking about my penis and, you know, all yeah. these. And it was rhyming. I liked it. It was yeah. very appropriate.
Yeah, he's still a little twerp.
No joke. I think he kissed Carl on the mouth. I don't know.
I can't stand anything about him. He's not funny. He's not smart. He's not good looking. He doesn't add anything to the show.
I think he added a little bit, but now it's time for him to move on.
Yeah.
We need a replacement.
How about Paige's ass out the whole time?
Man, she's got a nice body, except she has zero boobs, which I guess nobody cares about that anymore, but.
They don't. But the only thing about her is her ratio, her torso is so, so short.
Yeah. And her face is pointed.
Like you could almost, there's probably like 4 inches between the top of her, her top and her bottom.
Yeah.
So small.
Yeah. And I thought the thing with Carl and her like flirting, not flirting, jealous, not jealous, all that was just so not believable.
Yeah, it's all for the show.
Yeah, like he's in the bedroom talking to the girl. By the way, she's not cute.
No.
She's blonde and that's it.
And also she had to go upstairs because there was too many people.
Yeah. How fun is that?
Yeah.
For Mr. Carl, party dude, you know.
Yeah. He was like, you can go upstairs. It's probably perfect for him, actually.
And then all the horseplay again, and all the rooms, you know, and all the, you know, jumping on each other's back and all of that. It's like,
They're crazy. But anyway, how about Carl's outfit with the shorts and the matching
I liked it.
You're kidding.
I kind of liked it.
You would not date a guy who wore that.
Maybe not, but it was a statement. It was something. Yeah. Better than what Jordan wears.
Well, I don't know what Jordan wears.
With his white shorts and his button-down polo.
Mm, yeah.
But how about the engagement?
I thought that was very sweet.
I haven't seen an ugly cry like that. Oh,
my God. When she started crying, I was like, that is no joke right there. She is.
Yeah. That was next level ugly.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, and I just, I don't know. It just seems like she had to, I don't know, to just be that emotional, like, on the spot like that. I don't know.
Well, she's been through so much shit with him. That's the problem. That's what's happening.
I guess.
She's been cheated on every weekend.
Exactly.
But I loved the ring.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And she needs to do a blowout, like blow dry her hair so that she has some volume, because her face is so long and her hair is flat, flat, flat on her head. She needs some volume in her hair. Just saying.
Yeah. Noted.
But I loved the ring. Yeah. It was a good choice.
Is it the last? So are they going to have one next week, or is it a reunion or what?
I don't know if it's a reunion, but that was the end.
Do they usually have a reunion? I don't recall.
I don't either. But where's Lindsay?
Really?
She was like not even in it.
No.
They just finished without her.
You're right. Did she go? Did she go meet? Oh, what's his name?
Paimon.
No, the one you.
Yes, it is. It's Paimon.
Olwen. No, the first one.
Oh, Everett.
Everett. Yeah.
I don't think so. They didn't show her. No? They didn't show anything about her.
Hmm. Very interesting. Well, I hope they have a reunion. And then all of a sudden, maybe I missed it, but like, Stassi and Bo and Katie and Tom are gone. Did they say bye-bye or?
Yeah, at the end of the last episode.
Okay, I just thought they disappeared.
Yeah, they said bye. Well, should we move on?
Yes.
Let's talk about the Real Housewives of New York.
Oh.
Sonia.
Those old broads are crazy.
Sonia is on opioids.
She's on something, because that is not just alcohol.
No. It's a very weird behavior. What's her name? Luann's right.
Yeah, she is. I mean, she wasn't drinking when she went to the studio and acted, you know, like, oh, I'm just dropping in to visit. And she's just like hyper all over these guys. You know, like the producers, well, and she wouldn't be quiet, and she would go,
that's an act. But her at this place, that was not an act. She's on something.
Well, I think she was on something that afternoon too.
No, I think she was just acting. I mean, she's obviously acting for the camera. What she's gonna go there and be silent for the TV show? That doesn't make sense.
Well, true, but she was extra hyper. She was extra. But yeah. After last week, she like passed out under the table. And so this week starts off where they called the paramedics because they were afraid she was going to die in her sleep or something.
Yeah.
And man, it was just, it's just, you can't make that shit up.
Yeah. I love that Ramona thinks that this is her house. They're in Miami, that this is her house and they're having this party.
Yeah.
And having the dinner. And inviting Mario and inviting the new boyfriend, all of that. I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
Did you see her picking her behind? And Mario's like, what's going on there? And Dorinda's like, who taught Ramona how to flirt?
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny.
I did love commentary.
Yeah, I loved Ramona giving Tinsley advice.
What did she tell her?
What was she telling her? I don't remember.
When it was just the two of them that went out, they kissed Barbara?
Yes, yes, yes. And she was like, don't put all your eggs in one basket. And she has all the drinks on the bar.
She's like, well, what about this guy? Is he, is this guy, what is this person? And what is it? It was kind of funny.
Well, I think that's actually good advice. I mean, Ramona's doing more than Tinsley.
And Ramona's not picky. That's the thing. You got two legs and you got a wee-wee, you're in.
And money.
Well, I don't even know if you need money now. But, yeah, her behavior with Mario is so bizarre. It's like, it's like she's in high school and she's so silly and,
Yeah. And how Sonia told him that she made out with Tom or whoever, Bob, whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, don't tell him. And Dorinda was like, y'all are divorced.
Yeah.
And then
you're 60.
Yeah. And then Dorinda was like, yeah, everybody's cross-pollinating. Should we cross-pollinate, Mario? And he goes, oh, no. And she was like, oh, geez, thanks. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
I think
he was like, oh, no.
I think, and Heather McDonald said this too, when Avery gets married, and maybe not at the wedding, but then she's gonna have her first baby, Mario and Ramona are gonna be there as the googling grandparents, and they are going to decide they need to get back together.
Yeah. Well, what did you think about Ramona's apology to Barb?
Oh, I think Ramona's a piece of shit.
I think, I don't know. I don't hate her, though. She is what she is. Either be my friend or not be my friend. Like, she was like, sorry, I hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
We all have big personalities.
Yeah. I mean.
I thought it was really funny.
I mean, I guess, you know, you don't want to go out with somebody. You don't have to. But why is she even on the show?
Yeah,
that would be a requirement. She's on the show. She's going out. Sorry.
Yeah. Well,
and they all went to the art wall or whatever they called it, to get out of the house. Where was Barb? She wasn't with them that whole day.
I don't know, but Ramona missed out on all the art.
Yeah, she ditched them. And I have a quote from Bethany saying she's running a volume business.
Yeah,
she had to leave and go get other men.
That's hilarious. Well, should we move on to Southern Charm?
Yes.
Oh, wait, I have one more thing about New York.
Okay.
Did you see Sonia kissing Bethany's ass?
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, what's happening?
They are all messed up. I mean, I do think it's real, though. I think that's how they interact with each other.
Yeah.
You know, the thing with Barbara is a little forced. And the thing with Luann, with her not drinking, it's like, okay, we can't have anybody else get sober because then they're all going to be cranky and they won't get to go on trips. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Dorinda needs to be drunk. Sonia needs to be drunk. Yeah. You know, I don't know.
The conversation with Luann and Ramona on the patio, on the lounge chairs. She was like, they don't want me to be happy. And Ramona was like, yes, they do. She was like, no, they don't. They don't.
Well, and then she's confiding in Ramona. And then last week, Ramona was the one that was, you know, on the outs with. It's like, they're all just crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, now Ramona's your bestie? Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Southern Charm.
Southern Charm was disappointing to me.
I thought it was great.
Okay. Why?
I have Austin. Austin's gross. Shep is gross. what's the other one's name?
Craig.
Craig is gross. I wrote Chelsea's seashell necklace, also gross.
Oh, she needs a makeover. She's looking pretty drab.
Yeah, her hair looks like so 2011.
Yeah, she's drab. She's all the same color.
But I did like that she was like talking about Austin and Madison, and she was like, yeah, he's talking shit about me to his new girlfriend, and his new girlfriend tells me. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And also, what?
I don't even have any notes on it. I must have not liked it at all.
Yeah. Well, Chelsea also made Shep look 10 times better with his haircut.
Oh, yeah. I did notice that. But how about, you know, the trip to the woods in the treehouse in the rain?
Yeah.
How?
Well,
ugh.
Catherine's going MIA. She's about to go off the grid. I can already tell. She's about to do, I don't know what's going to happen, but she's...
She can't go off the grid. She's got sole custody of them two kids now. Ravenel's in jail.
But, like, she's about to go crazy again. I can tell.
Yeah, she can't be normal with the friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were all on her case. And I'd have been like, look here, bitch. You don't return my text, then you don't get to be my friend.
Yeah.
I mean, why hire about
like,
it?
We just want to know if we need to bring Uggs or stilettos. That's what the ugly one said. What's her name?
Danny.
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 Oh, that was all.
I made a point to remember her name this time. I love the concept of the tree houses, but what do you do there?
I don't know, but they were decorated so cool.
I know. I mean, it was adorable, but... And then you go... I don't know if you've ever had muscadine wine. No. It's like... I don't even know how to describe it. It's gross. But, like, that's all they had to drink there. And then Catherine says, do you have a Coke? Or, I don't... It's like...
Yeah.
Another one. It's like, you can't drink. Why are you going to a place where you got to drink?
Yeah. Well, how about whenever she was talking about dating the senator and she was like, I kind of thought it was great that he actually won a place in the House because it was kind of like a FU to Ravenel.
Yes.
And then she smoked her jewel.
Yes. So gross and trashy.
Yeah.
And I just can't get over the comb over she wears. I just,
yeah,
it's just so bad.
I don't know why she does that.
I don't either, because her hair is thick as heck. I mean, it's not like you have to do that to hide a weed.
Maybe she lost a lot of hair or something in her pregnancies.
Maybe. I had read that her little boy had either autism or some kind of disability that Ravenel was trying to blame her drug use during pregnancy on.
Huh. Could be.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of babies, Little P.
She's a horrible mom.
Well, I got so confused because that whole time I thought she was complaining about being at home.
She was.
Because she hates being at home. And then she goes into this spiel of like, well, I can't get a nanny because I don't know if she's going to like make her bites too big and she's going to choke and all this stuff. I was like, whoa. I thought you were saying you just hated being at home.
She just can't have it both ways. I mean,
well, I don't think she cares about who's taking care of her kids. She just doesn't want to stay home.
Right. She wants to be able, I mean, the way she acted, like, I'm getting drunk, I'm getting blasted, oh yes, he thinks I'm going on a trip, I'm going on a trip. I mean, she
never wanted a kid.
No, she didn't. And that should be a clue. It's not going to change after you have it. I mean, I'm sure she loves her daughter, but she didn't want to change her life and just do her daughter. So,
yeah,
she wants her life to be the same.
It's going to turn out like Tori Spelling.
Exactly.
Everything comes back to Tori Spelling.
It does.
Well,
in 90210.
Yeah. How about Eliza and her dad scandal? Was that her dad fishing with her?
Yeah. It took me a minute to figure that out.
I couldn't tell that was him by the way they were talking.
I know. And the pictures that they showed, he looked like an older man in the pictures. Like, I thought that...
Oh.
I don't know.
I thought the opposite. Younger.
Oh. Well,
I thought he looked younger in the picture and that guy was like her grandpa.
Oh,
because he had like gray hair.
Yeah, true. I don't know, but how about that story that they missed their flight and her friends and she was pissed and then the plane crashed and they died?
Yeah, damn.
I mean,
that I would be walking around looking for like helicopter gonna land on me or like a freaking pole drop.
Yeah, you missed your shot last time. Now you're gonna get it.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously they're a big deal.
Yeah, she grosses me out.
Yeah, I just found that just the whole show in general was kind of boring to this time. I don't know.
It was a little bit boring.
Yeah, they need to get more, I don't know, they need to get more activity going on and not just girl talk. And talking about Whitney and how was Whitney in bed.
And he kept his glasses on. Well, is that weird? I was like, well, he probably wanted to be able to see.
And one of them said, did he make any noises?
They're so stupid.
That was funny. Anyway.
I think Whitney is an it.
I think so, too. I think he's in love with his mother. And what are you going to do about that?
I don't know.
So, shall we move on?
Yeah.
Did you watch Beverly Hills?
I think so, but all I have written down is where's Lisa Vanderpump?
Was very good. What?
Where's Lisa Vanderpump?
Lisa Vanderpump is done. And then they brought out Brandy.
Yeah. I said in this conversation she's eating Denise alive and they're supposed to be friends.
Yeah. And they both like, hey, bitch. No, hey, bitch.
Yeah.
It's so common.
Yeah, I don't even know.
And she tells the waiter, bring me a double. But if you bring me two glasses, I'll kill you.
Who puts a double in two glasses?
Well, like she handed him her wine glass and she said, I want a double. He means like, you want two glasses of wine? And she said, no, I want a double serving in one glass. And if you bring me two glasses, I'll kill you.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. Why would he have even asked that?
I don't know.
Who asked for a double?
How many people ask for a double wine?
I guess that's true.
Ask for a double wine?
Ask for double chicken at Chipotle.
Well, of course. That makes sense. Let's see. What about Kyle closed her store? And then...
Oh, yeah.
Lisa Rinna, when she's, like, doing her personal, like, the personal shot, you know, the testimony. Yeah. She goes, well, it's really sad about Kyle's stores, but... You know, Mauricio, he's just been very successful, so they'll be fine. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Like, we're like that was her Kyle only source not having of any money.
Yeah, that was her only source of income.
Yeah, it was like, give me a break.
Yeah. That. What else even happened?
Let's see. Everybody's house is on fire.
Oh, yeah, I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Camille.
Yeah. Oh, Dorit had a little fashion show, and her little fruity kids, who look exactly like PK, except they're little kids.
I saw.
It's like, what's with the people with their kids? They showed, like, 2 seconds of Teddy riding a horse and her daughter riding with her. And it's like, oh, good job, Slate. And then they cut to another scene. It's like, did we need to see that?
Yeah. Why? They need some B-roll because they have no A-roll because there's no more Lisa Vanderpump.
I guess. And then they cut to Kyle and Portia. And Kyle is you know, doing something. And Portia comes in and she's like, do you have homework? And Portia says, no. And she goes, yeah, you do. And then that's that. It's like, did we need that? Not me.
They have nothing else to show.
I guess. I don't like it. They should just show the dogs then. Let's do more dogs, not more kids. And Lisa Rinna says, you know, how about the scene with her girls eating?
I don't think I saw that.
Oh, it was really bizarre. You know, Harry fucking Hamlin likes to cook. And
yeah,
he was making burgers or something outside on the grill. And he's like, okay, so this one's a veggie burger. And okay, since when are they vegetarian? Okay, this one's this one's that.
And Lisa Rinna's like, I don't know. You know, they're just whatever. Just cook the burgers. And so he has all these burgers. Well, the brunette is anorexic something. And so she doesn't want to eat. And he says, why aren't you eating? I made this for you. It's a veggie burger. Go ahead and eat. And so she's telling him, no, I don't know why you're so weird. Like, they're having words at the table. And Lisa Rinna says, you see what you produced here? And he said, I beg to differ. This is your doing. And then, like, that awkward look between the two of them, like, So then they show in her personal, you know, little story. She goes, yeah. She goes, you know, the girls are off doing their thing. They're modeling. They're successful. You know, Harry is camping all the time. I am perfectly fine being alone. And it's like, why does...
So they're getting a divorce?
I don't know. Why is Harry camping all the time? Harry fucking Hamlin. Camping. I don't know.
Camping. Yeah. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills better get a shake up because it is boring me to death. I didn't even watch it. That's why I don't even know anything that happened.
Yeah. Teddy. Denise.
Is it over?
What?
Good. I said, are you done? I hope.
No, I have one more thing. Camille is...
Come on.
Camille always has random friends that she's sitting in her house talking to. Either in the hot tub or they were sitting at, like, the breakfast table. Like, just this random woman and man. Like, who has random people just sitting in your house all the time? Anyway, and they're labeled Camille's friends. Okay, well, she probably pays them. Anyway. She's talking about Teddy again. And when they were in the airport in Hawaii, her little Frasier Jr. dog got snubbed by Teddy. She told Teddy hello, and Teddy snubbed her. How rude.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that's the next shit that's going to go down. All right. I'm done.
They got to get something new.
Now their houses are all about to be on fire, and now they're going to Provence.
Why don't we have Erica Jane?
I know. Kyle says, I was just looking on the internet, and I saw this. And it's like, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's all the shows I watched.
I did watch Real Housewives of, not Real Housewives.
Southern Charm New Orleans.
Southern Charm New Orleans. They got some stuff.
Well, can you give me a brief synopsis? Don't take too long.
Okay. Let me find my page. First of all,
I can't.
Huh?
I was going to say I can't stand it because it's all like they're not really from Louisiana.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Well, they don't act like anybody I know from there.
Well, New Orleans is a whole different thing. New Orleans is not Lafayette at all. New Orleans is New Orleans. But I love the shots of the city, all the different places they go to, because, I mean, I've been there. You have Tamika and her husband, Barry, and they are the very good-looking African-American couple. She is a TV personality, local news or something, and he owns a gym. And so they're the hot couple. They've been married like 10 or 11 years. So they're like, you know, the established couple. Anyway, they're very interesting. She's always the shit stir. And he just like, and I like it because the guys are all involved. It's kind of like Southern Charm. You know, it's not a Real Housewives. The guys are all friends too. And they are involved. Then there's another couple, Justin and Kelsey. And they live together. They're not married, but she's dying to get married. And last season, because I watched it on and off last season, she gave him an ultimatum and he still hasn't proposed. So now they bought a house and they flipped a house and they're living in the house together, even though they're still not married.
Why buy the milk when you get the cow for free?
And that's kind of what he said. But they both lost over 100 pounds. They were like heavy people last year. So that was interesting to see. And so they had, Tamika had a pool party because she wanted to entertain and get everybody together. Here comes Miss Thing, who Tamika does not like, in her two-piece bikini. Get out the car like that. And Tamika said, Who the hell does she think she is?
Wow, I already don't want to watch this show.
That's New Orleans. I love it. Then they have the football player. He's the only white guy. He is the only white guy. He's the big ex-football player, NFL, and he and his wife got divorced last season, and she's a little...
Yeah, I remember that.
Yuppie, yeah. And she wanted to live in the city. He wanted to live in, you know, out in the suburbs. Anyway, and then there's a random guy named John, and he's a nice-looking black guy, but he's an artist. He dresses like Prince. He carries himself like Prince. Like, he's just a little eccentric, and I like him. And all the all the guys are buds. So his job in the first episode, he's going to give the football player a makeover because he needs to get back out there, get in with the chicks, but he needs a makeover first. So John's going to give the big football player a makeover. It was great. Anyway, you need to watch it. I think you would enjoy it.
Maybe I will.
So. That's a...
Well, I'm looking forward to The Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh, I don't like them.
I have no earthly idea where the Potomac is, so that's okay.
It's right next to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's what I hear, but I've never heard of anybody going to the Potomac or anything about
that's it. That's where George Washington fought the Revolutionary War.
No way. But that's the... The only time I've ever heard about the Potomac was on The Real Housewives. So anyway, I like them. I love the I think they're really pretty.
Yeah.
They're a lot prettier than any other Real Housewives, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prettier than Jersey, prettier. Nobody in New York is pretty. Kyle and Erica, and I think they're pretty.
Well, Beverly Hills is pretty. Nobody on the OC is pretty anymore. Tamara,
oh god, maybe. No.
Shannon Bedore is getting a lot of work done on Instagram. I mean, she's getting
no.
She got the veins in her legs injected, and also, hang on, the veins that are showing in the sides of her nose.
Oh yeah,
you know what causes that?
Blowing your nose.
Drinking.
Oh.
But okay. Yeah, she was getting that done on Instagram. I was like, oh my God.
What if her nose gets really big?
I don't know. They were injecting the veins. But yeah, she's trying to stay pretty. But yeah, so did it already start?
No, it starts next week.
Okay.
Well, so we're about to get rid of Beverly Hill. What?
I'll watch it with you.
Okay. Beverly Hills is about to be off. Thank God.
Yeah.
Summer House is about to be off.
Yeah.
New York is about to be off too, I think. A couple more.
Yeah.
So we'll have Below Deck, Southern Charm, Potomac, New Orleans. What else?
That's it? And Bachelor.
I'm sure another Real Housewife will be coming around.
Dallas needs to come back.
Yeah, maybe Dallas or OC. We haven't had OC in a while.
True. They have so many.
I'm kind of over the OC though.
Well, they better bring some new people because the ones they had, the one from Jersey that got the divorce, and then yeah, the other one that had the little Mormon husband. I don't know. They didn't add anything.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
I agree.
Is there anything you're obsessed with this week?
Well, I've been obsessed with a couple of beauty products lately that I haven't shared. I think I shared on Instagram. One is Rapid Lash. Hmm. It really has made a difference with my eyelashes being thicker. And I think they're a little longer. And you just put it on at night along your lash line, and that's all. And I think it's really worked. I tried on my eyebrows, but I still have ball patches. Hadn't worked on my eyebrows. So I need to get the eyebrow. What's it called? Microblading?
Yeah.
I'm afraid to do that. Anyway. But that's, I'm obsessed with my rapid lash.
Nice.
For all you skinny lash people, try it. It works.
And what else? Anything else? I don't want you to have to think about it.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
It is a product I bought at the Lush store. If you people haven't been to Lush, go now. Mostly famous for their bath bombs and stuff, but they also have a lot of organic or natural beauty products. And I bought the conditioner. It smells fabulous.
Well, I'll go off of that same thing. I'm not going to ask you another thing you're obsessed with, because then you're going to be like, ah. I'm obsessed with silky underwear from Lush. And it is the powder that you can put places to keep you dry. It's supposed to be for chafing and stuff like that. So hopping on that.
It's baby powder?
But it's made out of like grass and stuff. I don't know.
What's it smell like?
Like copper tone.
Huh. That's interesting. Like
you were there when I bought it.
I know, but I don't remember smelling it, or I don't remember what it smelled like.
Yeah. It's a good product. I use it every day, so.
That's a good to know.
Yeah.
I think they're pricey, because I got the little bottle of conditioner. It was $20, yeah. But.
Well, you know, if you put talcum powder or like baby powder, you're going to be on that commercial that says, if you have toxic shock syndrome from talc powder, please call this number.
Well, not all baby powder has talc. You just look at the ingredients. Has cornstarch. Cornstarch is, you know, an absorbing agent.
Okay.
That works.
I just don't want to have to, I don't want to have to call that number for more information.
Yeah. You're going to have cancer in your cervix or something. So
okay, well, okay. That's all we have, folks.
All right, wrapping it up, another week.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Lindsay R. Trahan.
Great bachelorette critique, so don't miss it.
Yes, thank you. Please watch
Funny Girl. Okay,
all right,
good night.
All right. You always say good night, Mom. This is not like we're talking on the phone.
But we are.
All right. We're saying goodbye to the podcast, not good night to the podcast. Who's out there listening in the day?
Good day.
Bye.